Blog Talk Radio.
A bit or two ain't so different in the end. Who's the bigger fool? Assholes, the artwork is magic. Pastels can smudge and that's tragic. You grind, your life is not lavish. The real ones don't care about cabbage. And you know this, and you noticed. Your will has gotten strong like a motherfucking soldier's. So you hold your breath while they boast. Cause you know you're doing better living on a roller coaster. Keep riding, cause we rolling. I've been playing my cards, I'm never folding. Fuck yeah, we young and we owing. We'll take a rest when our days are olden. The birds chirping, the sun shines out. Out of breath, but we never take a time out. We never coasting, we throw a toast, but we never slowing down, living on a roller coaster. Like a miner, but I'm not a Tulane. I'm out of control, you know what I'm saying. My escape cap's here, I'm back in a few. No library cards, I'm never.
What's happening? Sorry about the technical difficulties, man. You know what I'm saying? We had a little mishap in our controls, and it's Talking Hip Hop alongside DJ Bird. This is DJ Slab. Man, sorry for the wait, man. And this is Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab. And we coming live from National College Studios, and we got guest host, Mr. Honky Kong himself. Guy House, hey, man. Big up, dog.
How y'all doing out there?
Man, what's up, dog? How you doing, man?
I'm blessed.
It's
a lovely life. It's bonus round.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. This dude right here, dog, got mad flavor. Fire on the mic, man. You know what I'm saying? Go get Honky Kong.
Thanks.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and push the album out, you know what I'm saying, because it's coming. It's going to drop on you like Hiroshima. All right, I'm just letting you know right now, you're going to be like, oh, man, what happened? Where he been at?
That's right. I can't wait. It's something I've been waiting to do for a long time. I feel like it's a long overdue thing. It's more of a process in putting out a serious album than people would give it credit for.
Right.
If you've never done it, you can't really expect it to happen. People are like, man, why you ain't doing this? Why you ain't doing it? For one, man, I have a life. I raised three kids. You know, stuff's not as easy as you think.
You got that right, man.
But it's out. It's coming. It's
okay,
out.
Okay, man.
As a matter of fact, we was discussing it with my money team earlier. I got two sessions left, or 2 hours. That's it.
Okay.
I'm recording, and then my man gonna mix it in a couple
of
days.
Okay. That's what's up, man.
I want to prepare a few videos first. I'm going to go ahead and sell the pre-sales, though, get some pre-sales going, pre-orders. I got about 350 of those already lined up.
Oh, okay.
And,
he's putting in work, y'all.
It's a good thing, man.
Yeah,
and
man.
And people are willing to invest $20 for a digital download and a physical copy, signed copy of the CD. And it's, to me, when people walk up on me and give me a CD, I just give it back.
Right.
It's like, man, what did this cost you? Man, please sell this to somebody, brother.
Hey, that's what's,
you know what
up,
saying,
man.
Don't offer it to me for free. Offer to sell it to me.
Okay.
It wasn't free to record.
No.
Free to live the experience. If you're a real MC, you know what I'm saying?
Right. This man got three kids. He got to feed them.
Hey,
got
feed
them babies.
Family, man. I'm gonna spend my money somewhere. I might as well spend it on an MC that's trying to sell his music.
Yeah, you got that right, man. And you know what I'm saying?
But Honky Kong is well worth it. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I should have sold them motherfuckers. Excuse me. I should have sold that joint for $50 to $100.
Right.
Signed copy. First 1,000 ever on earth. $100.
Right, man. If y'all want to talk to Guy or Mr. Bird or myself, call in at 347-934-0579.
Hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up, man. You know, we can chop it up and everybody on the East Coast, man, be safe. You know, this winter storm we got going on the whole East Coast. We got 2 to 3 feet of snow.
But New York is on martial law. Is that what I heard?
They was allowed to drive now, but at first they was not even supposed to go out nowhere.
Yeah, because the weather was pretty bad.
Yeah, you know, Hartford, Connecticut got it real bad too, and so you know everybody on the East Coast from New York, Connecticut, New England, everybody.
New England winters.
You know what I'm saying?
It's pretty bad.
That's what I heard,
I've
man.
I've done a lot of business up there at the smelting factories and the refineries that I used to work for in the gold industry.
Right.
And up there, they get some stupid snow, brother.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I can only imagine because I got family up in Maryland. And then one year I was thinking about moving to Maryland, and they had got 20 inches of snow.
Oh, my God.
One day I said, no.
In one day.
In one day. Wow. I said, nah. I'm keep
now, Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh area gets hit pretty bad because it's pretty elevated. There's a lot of mountains up there. I lived in Mount Pleasant, which is right next to Greensburg.
Yeah.
And they would get a ton of snow every year.
Man, yeah.
And it still be 95 to 100 degrees in the summer. That's what's nuts.
Okay. Shoot. That's crazy, man. But, yeah, you know, starting off the topics of the day, man, we gotta give a big shout-out to Chance the Rapper. My man Chance the Rapper just donated $100,000 to Chicago Public Schools. You know what I'm saying? That's a big up to Chance, you know.
That's nice.
The kids had completed more than 50,000 guests to Internet Essentials presented by the students, a $100,000 check, which will be used for Blaster computers and computer labs, increase Wi-Fi access on school grounds, and support digital literacy education.
That's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chance. You know, he's a very talented rapper. You know what I'm saying? The Acid album, Acid Rap, that was classic. You know what I'm saying? Even though it was a mixtape. So shout out to Chance the Rapper, man. Do the thing, man. We need more rappers to give back. Instead of how about they making it rain in the clubs on these skeezers.
Yeah.
And then this
is our future, man.
Yeah,
We start investing into them so, you know, they can stay on the right track, man.
Come on, man. Exactly, man.
A lot of them just falling behind the wrong people.
Yeah.
They think it's cool to do it, and, you know, they just throwing their life away.
Come on, man.
Setting us up for failure.
We're setting ourselves
up for failure by polluting the minds of our youth.
Yeah, dog. Hey.
I hope to instill some thought. I mean, you know, I got some songs on the record that's talking about my lifestyle.
Yes.
I used to live. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But there's also a lot of songs on there that are touching on a subject where the key is one of my lines, I said, what do you say to teams when Lost Angels and Laker teams are making major cream and I'm giving you game for free? You know what I'm saying? That's the realest shit I ever said.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying, dog? This man got bars. He just spit. Not even a full bar for you. You know what I'm saying, man? You
something for free.
Yeah.
Giving it away. But Chance, man, big up to Chance the Rapper for that donation. And a lot of people say, oh, 100 grand. I ain't know. That motherfucker is rich. Well, you give away $100,000 then. I tell you what, go give away $100.
Come on, man.
And then tell me what he did 1,000 times better.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's some serious rap right there.
Come on.
Go give a bum $100 in. Go give some a family you know $100 worth of groceries and tell me what Chance the Rapper is.
Come on.
All right.
Exactly, man. And you know what I'm saying? Big up to the Lady Cats. I know everybody on us two on Back Talk 14. You know, we always talking about the male cats, UK cats. But we got to give it up to the Lady Cats. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing your thing, man.
The Lady Tigers.
Okay.
Yeah, they coming off a big win too. And now, you know, your boys is about to go back into Missouri.
Yeah.
Play the men.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thursday night at 9:00. BBN.
Oh,
fool.
My goodness. Nine times.
Nine. Come on, man. I'm trying to party downtown again.
Yes, sir.
We just through a good old win down in South Carolina.
Oh, man, didn't they, man? You know what I'm saying?
Them boys play well, too, man.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I was at the 96 championship game. I went to every home game and every tournament game in 96.
No kidding.
My God, my uncle was doing it at the time. And he built a lot of homes out, Palomar, Highbrook, and Champions and all those places.
Right.
And so he was really generous. He was taking us to all the games, you know what I mean? We had a great, great time. And Coach Patino, man, he's a class act back in them days.
Hey, shout out to Patino, man.
Patino.
Even though you went to Louisville, we still got love for you here.
You're still in Kentucky.
Yeah,
man.
You know what I'm saying? And back top 14, you still represent.
We still got a championship.
Yeah,
man.
Regardless,
nobody
man.
Say nothing bad about it. Yeah. I called him a pimp on the elevator in Minneapolis. He looked at me and said, a pimp. You know what I mean? He could do nothing but giggle at that. He looked at the weight trainer and was like, a pimp. That's all I could muster. I said,
right.
Hey, big pimp, bring us a win back.
You know what I'm saying? And We got some bad news coming out of California. A 13-year-old was walking home walking from his house, actually, after he's doing his homework, and was bitten by a police dog, a police canine.
Man.
The police canine had escaped from his cage in the officer's truck and fled the scene and later on bit his teenager.
Let's get that checkbook out.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I think that should be charges brought up on the police officer.
Man, they should use that, put the dog down.
Yeah.
Because you would do it to my dog.
Yeah, for real.
Number one. And you're going to charge me, the owner, with assault on that child.
And that's what I was going to say.
So who owns this dog again? What's his badge number?
Hey, come on, man.
Man, put that dog down, boy.
Yeah.
Write them people a check.
Come on, dog. And it...
whoever the handler was need to face reprimands as well.
Come on.
Because you're the one he escaped from your cave.
Come on, real talk.
Nah,
it wasn't, man.
Hey, for one, those dogs are highly aggressive and mean and angry. Anybody who knows the truth knows that.
Those
police dogs are some rotten son bitches.
Right.
Let me tell you something right now.
I don't have a couple.
They don't play fair.
No, they don't.
They have 2 or 3 commands and they're like robots. They do them.
Yeah. Yeah. And they expect, you know, for that animal just to.
It's an animal.
It's an animal, you know.
It's not a cop.
Call what it is. It's an animal.
Kills me. When kids,
yeah,
somebody
but,
might
he, but he
one,
don't bit. But the dog don't bit a teenager. Come on.
That dog got to go.
Yeah.
Something got to be done, that little boy got to be paid.
Come on now. You know what I'm saying? So that's ridiculous.
That's
and
a regular citizen, man.
That's a regular citizen.
Yeah,
young
kid.
Come on. A child.
Come home from work, school.
Yeah. Doing homework.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. He out playing, la, 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 and get bit by a police dog. Now, come on. Yeah, man. And it could scar him for the rest of his life. So, you know what I'm saying? I hope the child get better soon and... I pray for the family, you know what I'm saying? So, man, what's up with Jordan, man?
Oh, man. Jordan,
what Jordan do now?
Jordan got it out for the Nike people.
Jordan want all his chips with Dilt.
Man, Jordan want all the money. I mean, all the money. Man, you know the little symbol, the jump man.
Yeah,
supposedly another, you know, another person that used it, and they saying they affiliated with Nike or whatever, and he's suing them. And
who was the person?
It said Jacob Rentmeister.
What does he do? What he
Jacobus Rentmeister. Rentmeister.
What
a guy.
Yeah.
He sounds like a schmuck.
He's the one who did the original photo of Jordan saying he's using it for somebody else.
Yeah, he did a photo shoot with Jordan,
okay,
and he did that pose.
Yeah,
in the, that was the first
okay.
time he did that pose. He caught
okay.
it on the video shoot, and they've been using it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jordan needs to quit that, man. You already got billions. How much he suing him for?
It doesn't say. But it said he had generated $3.2 million in retail.
$3.2 billion.
That's why Jordan wants that.
Yeah, Jordan
any
Jordan
kind
wants
of any
that,
percentage of $3.2 billion makes
yeah.
money.
Yeah, that's why.
Somewhere.
Yeah, he's gonna go for the million. He wants the billion because he just became a billionaire a couple years ago.
Yeah, he increased his stake in the team from 82 to 89%. I think.
Come on,
man. He is putting out $200 J's now. The same Jordan as they were.
Same damn Jordan. It cost
$100
five, 10 years ago. It cost $100. Now they $200. Jordan, y'all to get smacked. I'm sorry, because I refuse to pay any more money to you, Jordan. You don't got enough money, my money, buddy.
I'm sorry. I tell you what.
There's only a few of them I might get. Just, you know what I'm saying, because I like some of your shoes. I love the design of your shoes.
Nah, I think that I don't like
yeah,
them. I mean,
but
I
it's
got
just,
a pair on right now.
Yeah, but it's just the principle of the fact that, you know what I'm saying, you making $16, you paying $16 for the shoe to be made and sell it for $200? What part of the game is that?
Well, the same thing as a jeweler.
Yeah.
You go to a
jeweler.
You might have $2,000 worth of gold and an $1,800 to $5,000 possibly in some charm or whatever, and they're going to sell it for $15,000.
Come on,
how the hell is that fair?
Yeah, what's up with that? You know what I'm saying? And anybody that want to get in on the conversation, give us a shout out at 347-934-0579, man. You know, we need somebody to talk to us.
Yeah, man. Call on in, man.
You know what I'm saying? We got I heard that Bobby Smarter gun charge was dismissed.
Yeah, they said it dismissed.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the single behind Hot Nick, whatever you want to say, you know what I'm saying? I refuse to say the word on Back Talk 14. And, you know, the 20-year-old rapper, he still faces charges with his other 14 friends, affiliates of GSN members. So I guess he dodged one bullet and he's trying to dodge the next few of them. You know, he was raided at Chungking Studio a couple months ago. What an indictment of guns or possible shootings that he was involved with and guns. So, you know, Bobby Smarter, stay out the way, brother, because you got to.
They should start charging these men for having the weakest bars in the world.
Come on, man.
They start raiding studios across America, beating people down and shit.
Like Killer Priest said, beat the sailman up.
Serious, man. They should start charging these
people.
I hear some of the worst excuse. Hip hop in the world,
yeah,
and it's supposed to be good on the fact that it's being put on the radio all
day. And it's not,
then
but it's not like it.
It's nowhere close.
Not even close.
And it's like, damn, you should have a separate category,
right?
A separate genre. Have you know, still play good hip hop, but play that other stuff somewhere else.
Man, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn. That's messed up. You know, he. I guess he got a bright career, regardless if you think he's a lyrical assassin or a lyrical dude. He got a bright career, you know.
I would go to Bandcamp and listen to all that hot music first. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like Shiesty Christ, new album, Cold
big
Winter.
Big up Shiesty Christ, man. You know what I'm saying? We still trying to get my dude on the show. You know, he's still trying to make his way over here. Christ to Christ. Hendrick, big up. You know what I'm saying?
We'll have him in here.
Yes, we'll have him in there. Anybody that wants to be on the show.
Dead or alive.
Come on. Anybody that wants to be on Back Talk 14 talking hip-hop with DJ Slab along with DJ Bird, come holler us. Inbox us, email us, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We ain't too hard to find.
You got Boney Bloodlines Lindell's next week, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
yes,
the artist I've been working with.
Okay,
in
well, hey,
he's very, very hot.
Hey,
trust me.
Well, guy just affirmed it, and we got another guest coming next week.
And
so
we have a song. And we have a song with Boney. Myself and Boney have a song coming out that's pretty damn hot. I think everybody's gonna enjoy it.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, anybody. Okay, he just spit that look. Last night we was talking on the phone. I shit you not. Last night we was talking on the phone. I ain't never met this man in a day of my life. We have the longest conversation
we talk
about life, just life in general. And then he just starts spitting out the blue. And I'm over here rolling up. Well, I can't say what I was doing. I'm over
right.
I'm over here doing my thizzle. And, and he's just like spitting acapella. Acapella, like, y'all need to get this dude on your records, whoever needs to sign him, all right? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to co-sign no whackness.
Mm-mm.
All right? So if you whack, stay away from Back Talk 14, please.
I got somebody that you might highlight on that tip.
Okay, man. It's all about networking. Everybody network with each other.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
man?
Man?
Holler at the kid, man. I'm
yeah.
always open for that.
Shit.
You know, I was telling I offered a lot of people to do a phone call.
Okay, we got a phone call, man. We got a phone call. Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab. Hello?
Yeah, man. I'd like to talk to Guy House, man.
Okay, what's your name, bro?
My name's Tommy, man, from Lexington. I've been listening to Guy House for 20 years, man. I just want to say, I can't wait for the album to come out.
Hey, man, appreciate you, Tommy, man. I appreciate that, cuz. Love you, man.
Hey, that's what's up,
love
man.
Love you, boy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tommy,
Tommy,
you know.
Man. Can't wait for the CD.
All right, boy. Peace to you, man.
Hey, thank you, Tommy. Boy. Thank you. Appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to call this dude, man. Look. Fake people are abundant.
in this world.
Oh, God.
You see what I'm saying? And that what it does is it shows you the real people. And if you're in the sea of darkness, one little bright light, man, when you run up on it, the motherfucker will blind you.
Yeah.
And that is a bright light right there.
Right.
That
you know what I'm saying?
Bright dude.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Tommy for even calling her, you know, talking to the guy. He, hey, anybody, give us a shout.
Anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll shoot you the number again.
He's going to be here with us for the remainder.
Yes.
So
call the number, 347-934-0579.
Call.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you.
Hey, come on. Talk to me. Oh, shit.
You know how last year, you know, Marshawn Lynch went to the Super Bowl and, you know, he didn't want speed.
Right.
They fined him for it.
They fined him for it. And then they just fined him again just for, they said he did some unseen gesture that he shouldn't have did.
Said he grabbed his testicles, in which he did. Come on now. Y'all just,
I mean, he just
baseball players do it all night.
But
come on.
So what? Though, he was probably, it was just
adjusting his cup.
In the moment of him turning around, you know, the camera probably just caught him. I mean, how you gonna just say that he was doing something?
Come on, man. Look, anybody that owns a pair of testicles can tell you that sometimes you have to arrange furniture, man.
Yeah.
You gotta go down a certain way because.
Come on. Yeah. Especially in tight.
And if I can't do that, y'all can kiss my ass.
Nice.
You know, easy, man. If they need to go elsewhere, I'm going to do what I got to do. So, Marshawn, man, look here, brother. No homo. Fix your junk whenever you feel like it.
Hey, come on, man.
Telling people, don't worry about you, fam.
He showed up to the Super Bowl today. I mean, this time, showed up to Media Day like. I'm here.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
y'all
here.
Y'all can't find me.
Come on. Hey, you know, they got a commercial for him for Progressive. And, you know, they
I didn't know.
Yeah, I just seen it on WorldStar. So shout out to Marshawn Lynch. And, I don't want to give you the full details of the commercial, but he said, I'm about that flow.
Oh,
I
man,
said, oh,
right.
Man, you know, his famous line, I'm about that action, boss.
Right.
I'm about that flow, boss. And you know what I'm saying? That's big. You know, he got a great personality. He's like one of them type people. He's
electric.
Yeah.
He's
just
animated.
Yeah, he's animated, but he's so business. He's about his business and his work ethic. You know.
I can't wait to see this little Super Bowl game because I know he's going to get off.
Yes.
Hey, you know what?
Come on.
I will be with my great friends over at Royal Lounge. All right. So if anybody was in Lexington and wants to watch the game, come to Royal Lounge on Newtown Pike,
okay.
Or Leestown Road, excuse me.
Yes.
Leestown Road, in the Metathorpe Shopping Center.
Yes, shout out to Royal Lounge, you know what I'm saying? I done spent a couple nights up in there.
Oh, man.
The ladies.
Boney,
we're
going to come see you, Boney, baby. My man, Boney, the best parties in the town.
Yes, man.
I'm telling you,
you know what I'm saying? Boney been doing this thing with photography for years, so. Shout out to Mooney, you know what I'm saying? I don't know him personally, but I've seen him doing this thing for years,
nah.
You know? So shout out to Mooney.
Mooney's a good brother, man.
Yes, Zach, man.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
Daryl Morbley. Call him by his name.
Okay.
Daryl Mooney Morbley's a great fella. He has great parties, man. Every time there's a ball game or an event, there he is over at Royal Lounge turning it up. And I'm right there with him. He's like,
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, speaking of hip-hop, one of the greatest albums of all time, only built for Cuban Links, the Purple Tape, is, and Raekwon and Ghostface has announced a documentary is going to be in the works for Only Built for Cuban Links. And you know what I'm saying? So big up to the Chef and Ghostface Killer.
That's like 15 years old. We should have that.
We should. Come
ago.
On, man. 20 years ago, that should have been a
That's
documentary.
Like Detox.
Yeah.
Come
on. You know, shout out to Ray and Ghost for even making this effort to put this together. You know, I hope to learn about, you know, the making of this great album, this classic album of hip-hop. You know, shout out to the whole Wu-Tang. And it was so sentimental to me because I was, like you said, 15 years old and getting into my own identity of my own self. And listen to these guys. I'm a country dude from King, Kentucky. And listen to these New York cats. They blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
They really blew my mind. And you know what I'm saying? Oh. I was like, dang, these dudes are so dope. you know, I just couldn't put it down. I still listen to the album to this day. You know what I'm saying?
Course.
I'm 30.
Any hip hop head.
Yes. You know, timeless music is timeless music. It never get outdated. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the chef and Tony Starks. You know, so keep on doing it, and I hope to hear about it soon. You know what I'm saying?
You heard about Weezy? He's gonna also leave him on top of suing him for that $8 million. He's gonna leave him, take Young with him. So that means, you know, Nicki.
Yes.
Trey. So what you think is gonna be left with them, man? If this happens.
Some more guys with skirts on.
Come on, man.
Y'all, man. Cash Crazy money, dog.
How you not gonna get this man his money?
$8 million.
You got
you might have to die over that.
Even trying to hold his, you know, album back. Man,
well,
it,
yeah, that's, you know what I'm saying? With him, calling him his daddy, Ed already gave him the up and up on Wayne psychologically. Another man, grown man, shouldn't call another grown man daddy. That's
well,
my
it,
father.
It was your father.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying?
I can
understand.
Daddy.
I can stand this. Okay.
Dad.
If the dude was in your life and dated your mother, you know what I'm saying, got killed by
That's
you.
That's not the case.
You know what I'm saying? That
That's
ain't
not
the
even
case.
The case.
That ain't even the case.
Right.
This man's just your record producer or who used to hit your mom back in the days. I don't know. I'm not going to say. But...
He's your daddy.
I wouldn't have kissed him in the mouth. I wouldn't have did nothing.
You
know
what
I'm saying?
No, he ain't your daddy, B.
Nah, he
don't
ain't your daddy. Don't
man.
Call him
daddy.
Your daddy. Ain't nobody your daddy beside your daddy.
Yeah.
Who?
I just never understood that. He'll kiss his man out of his mouth and call him daddy.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's suspect right there. So, Wayne, I love you as a lyricist. You know, you got you are all right with me.
Cornball.
I mean, yes. I say he's dead, but he does. He can rap. You know, I'm not going to deny the fact of it. I'm not a person that will go buy a Lil Wayne
sure.
record.
Gilly the Kid wrote a lot of it.
Yeah, that's what they said. He
First
said.
Of all, that's punk to me.
Yeah.
Off the muscle. Nothing else you got to say is credible.
Yeah, if you ain't writing your own rap.
I don't know who wrote it.
Come on.
If you admit somebody come out that they wrote one of your raps and you sitting on your tape rhyming. You ain't, that's not real.
You're not an artist. You're not a real artist.
You got to pack all that up and beat it.
Come on.
The only song I like of his is Gone Real.
That was a great song right
that's
there.
That's the only Lil Wayne song I like.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, Wayne, you better get your paperwork together.
Yeah.
Sucker.
Quit rapping. Little dusty bastard. Kiss your daddy in the mouth. Kiss him in that
$8 million. Spoken by Honky Kong.
Honky Kong said it. You don't like it. Oh, they're going to put me out of any award show when I ever go to. They have to mail me.
Oh, man. Come on, man. This is a great guy right here. Keeping a lot of laughter going on.
I'm finna pull some 50 shit, man.
You going to pull some 50 shit? All right.
I'm finna beef with everybody in the game.
Hey, come on, man. You heard
Every
it first.
Sucker in the game.
Hey, come
Every
on.
Sorry, all these suckers.
Hey, come on, man. That's what we need to do. I'm campaigning right behind you, brother.
For real.
Hey.
For real. Y'all selling bullcrap.
Come on, man.
Y'all in the way. He's been messing up my lives with steak and Fruit Loops. I'm big on industries. Become a model just to puke you. Let that sink in.
Okay, see? See, you over teasing everybody, man. They need just to go by the album, just listen to your bars. You know what I'm saying?
Give me our bars, man, throughout the show, man.
Come on, man. Shoot, by the time he get off here, he done spit about 6 bars.
I'll tell you right now.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to... play one of his joints real quick for y'all. All right.
It's the track I got with Boney. That's Will It Work on the hook.
Thank you.
I had another artist that was supposed to be on this track, man, and for some reason they just quit talking to me. It's pretty funny, but they just quit talking to me. I can't get a hold of nobody. Oh, I know.
That's all I'm going to give you, because, man, this man needs his paper, so y'all better go out and get his music, all right? That's all I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a little snippet. He's giving you little snippets all through the show with his boss. Hey, I ain't going to give you all his secret now. Come on, y'all. Help this man out. You know what I'm saying? And, we got another song that we didn't get to play when he was on here. Shout out to Crutch, Big Crutch. You know what I'm saying, the homie. We're going to get it into his jam real quick.
My drinks on the clouds, ate at the stars, smoking on Jupiter, and Pluto got bars. Come ride on my spaceship to Neptune and Mars. Decided to come Milky Way, but we gotta get away. So we just roll up, take flight, roll up, and 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 take flight, roll up, take flight, roll up. Take life, so take a hit of that medicine. It's guaranteed to heal you. Inhale that smoke up in your lungs. Experience that relaxing feeling. Let's go to another level. Shit, I'm trying to get cloud high. I ain't selling no dreams. I don't fuck with no lullaby. Keep rolling, keep on smoking. Pull a blunt hard, but don't start choking. Spray the room with that one shit, cause this here hella potent. I'm high. I'm way too gone.
Yeah, I'm
past baby. My IV so low, you might mistake me for an Asian. Residue from the Rello on my lips, but I ain't tripping. Who am I kidding? I'm high as Mike, catching a lie from Pippin. Just what a nigga needed. We my bitch, yeah, I'm a cup of the stars. What's smoking happen? I'm hiding the motherfucker.
Shout out to Big Crutch, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for dropping that off to us, you know. We appreciate that. Hopefully we'll have you back on the air soon.
Yeah.
You know,
some more of that good music.
Yeah, dog. You know, any local artists, please give us a shout. You know what I'm saying? We just like y'all trying to make it. All right. So don't hate on one another. Don't bite our shit no more. We done seen everybody biting our style and biting our format. You know who you are, you punks.
Yeah.
Come on.
Only one.
Come on, man. Is. Yeah. Shoot. Come on. Only only original, no duplicate, all right? You know what I'm saying, man? What else we got going on, Bird?
You got a question from my man, Guy House, man.
Yeah, what's up, brother?
When can we really, can you give us, like, a set time where you think it's your CD going to drop?
Probably in the next 30, 45 days.
All right.
I'm going to do I got a whole lot of stuff planned for the summer, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But it takes a lot of gelling with a whole lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty good. Like, I want to do some free concerts. I have a friend of mine, a business partner that we have a company with in Pittsburgh, and I can't wait to bring his gig rig down here, he calls it.
Right.
Gig rig. And he basically has enough equipment to put on a free concert at, like, and light up any stadium.
Oh, and yeah.
He's got a whole band full of these huge speakers and all the bull crap. And we're just going to show out and show out.
Okay, man. You heard it, man. He's coming out. Man, he's going to beat on his chest.
Release party, you know, this summer.
He's going to climb up on the blue building in Lexington, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. The Chase building, he's coming up for you.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You better, hey.
Do you know what date Or you just
I don't have a certain date set. No.
Yeah. So
we'll
you know,
in the next
man, when,
30, 45
whenever
days,
you get done with it, you come see us, man.
Most definitely.
Yeah, most definitely, man.
Okay. Most definitely. I got to drop y'all off the muscle.
Okay, see,
so,
you know what I'm saying?
What's your favorite track on the album?
I don't really have a favorite. I got to tell you, man, When I Ride, that's a classic. I love that one. That song, Me and Boney, that song's not on the album, though. Let me see. I am Grateful. I'd say that's probably, it's one of the most lyrical songs I've ever heard. And a lot of people love it. Everybody that's ever heard it has told me it's their favorite song in life. So I hope it touches everybody else the same way.
Okay, man.
Okay. Well,
it's
man.
Pretty deep.
You know,
I am grateful. It's pretty damn deep.
Okay, man. Hey.
My man Sammy Abraham, he loves
that. Shout out to Sammy, man, the album.
He's a great guy.
Okay, man, Sammy.
Solid,
Sammy, I don't know how long I used to listen to him on WRFL when I was 8 years old.
I used to go down there and mess with him all the time. Oh,
yeah.
My man, Keisha.
Dog, him and Sharif. Shout out to Sharif.
Sharif, yes.
Okay,
dog.
You know what I'm saying? Them
and
two
Rob,
guys.
Dog, at the press test.
Oh, God. Yes, them two guys right there, man, they don't know how much they influenced me
when
I stayed up them late nights.
Thursday,
just trying to listen to
the
hip-hop show, you know what I'm saying? Be late for school the next day because I done stayed up 12 to 3 o'clock. Try to listen to the
that.
Show, you know what I'm saying, man?
I love that.
Used to love
phone battles and all that.
Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Lexington, Kentucky, stand up because there's a lot of hip-hop in Lexington. It's ready to erupt, okay? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Well, of course, we got our big names around the city. You know what I'm saying? Chew, Mino, and everybody else, you know, a couple cats doing their thing. And we got another cat on the rise, Guy House, mm-hmm. Hendrick, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's up, you know, everybody's been
so
doing it.
There's so many homies in town, bro, that I look up to.
Right.
And, you know, I can't tell you how thankful I am for brothers like White Al, John Humes, White Al.
Shout out to
Joey,
White Al.
Chuax, a.k.a. Yousef.
Yeah.
Those two brothers there, man, they really, really influenced me greatly over my youth. And then Hendrick as well.
Yes.
And Elgin Figs.
Okay,
DJs this side of the Pecos.
Come on, man.
And I'm telling you, man, those guys are really solid cats. Lee the G's dope. Vegas Posada's dope.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout
on.
Out to Lee G's.
Just me. Justin
Big
J.T.
Shout
Mills.
Out to Lee G, man.
You know,
he was one of our first guests on the
yes,
show.
Yes, yes, man. We're forever grateful to that guy.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lee, you know, whenever you want to come back, if you're listening, stop bad, bro. Stop bad.
Yeah.
He's a man of giant stature.
Music with you.
Right.
That WKRP song off of
yes.
that.
Yes. Oh,
Mike
man.
Song. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dog.
He gave
man,
me.
Hey, those
album.
Two guys gave us a hot record right
there. They did,
there.
Man.
I am Mike Sharp.
You know what? I'm mad
because
it was short.
You know what? I'm not.
You know,
I think
like,
that's
man,
dope.
I wanted more, I guess.
I mean,
like,
I want more,
yeah.
but I think it's dope to put out those, you know, 10, 8, 10,
yeah.
12 song cuts. That's dope.
Yeah. And keep
yeah.
the fans
that's
wanting.
Real, yeah, man.
You what know
what'd your
saying?
Man say? Make it brief, son.
Yeah.
Half short and twice strong.
Man, come on, man.
Back right there on
yeah, Diddy. He almost stumped me on that one.
I might not even know nothing about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Bobby Digital. Yeah,
dude.
Come on. Like, yeah, a lot of y'all be like, who? You know, a.k.a. the RZA, the RZA Rector.
Man,
Wu-Tang,
one of them nice groups back then.
Come on, man. Shout out to the Wu. Killer B.
Come back out with one.
Well,
I look
they,
forward to seeing what my works do overseas, you know what I'm saying? I got a friend in Germany that's his genre of hip hop is really wild. It's that crazy, that, like death metal for
yeah.
hip hop, you know
uh-huh.
what I mean? But there's a market for it.
Yeah.
And over in Germany, man, you wouldn't believe how big hip hop.
Yes. Oh yeah, overseas, man. Germany, Japan. France.
Japan is
yes.
huge.
Hey, man, you'd be surprised
and I,
how
and
much
I just can't wait to see how well they accept my music.
you know what? They will accept your
I
music.
I have some guerrilla marketing tactics for y'all that's going to blow your mind.
To be honest, wait till you see how I get my music to those countries.
Hey, come on, man.
Intimately.
That's what mostly everybody really first gets, you know, started at over with them, getting that money. And then after they get that little money that they get, they, then they come over here.
Come over there and get high.
Yeah, and get high. Blow up.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
I'm in for it.
Yeah. Man.
I know one thing. I can't wait to get it. I thankfully have I'm an upstanding member of society, hustle, working, grind. So
yes.
I paid off all my child support, so I can get a visa now.
Right.
Get my passport. I'm safe.
Hey.
I, you know, I can't wait.
He's staying out the way. He's staying safe. So you know what I'm saying. Right. Leave him alone. Yeah. Don't bother him.
That's all
right. No, yeah, you know what I'm saying. So. Anybody else got a call, give us a shout out at 347-934-0579, okay? You know what I'm saying? Because we only got 17 minutes left. We're trying to get this thing right. Man, let me tell you about this. Happy belated birthday to Alicia Keys.
Oh, my God.
That's sexy. That's sexy mofo right
there. My
wife
loves that girl.
Oh, God. Oh, I love her, too. I'm so jealous of Swiss Beats. You know what I'm saying? I hate on Swiss Beats, man. But I still got love for you, Swiss. I'll do the same thing. But you know what I'm saying? My man Kid, my man Swiss Beats held a birthday party with DJ Kid Capri, DJ Red Alert performing at her birthday party as the honorary guest DJs. And then they brought out Kid and Play. And of course, it was a Pajama Jam birthday party. Shout out to Kid and Play.
House party.
Hey, come on, man.
Who knows how to do better than them two?
Awesome. Come on, baby. Hey, dog. I remember the days when you used to try to dance.
That dance, man.
Their dances.
My people's Matt Gardner. We used to do at it all the day.
Come on, man.
All the little high school dances and stuff. We used to do that Kid and Play joint.
I'm going to tell you what, dog. Shout out to Corey Taylor, my homeboy in Jacksonville, Florida. Man, he made me a tape, a Kid and Play tape, for my 8th birthday. And, dog, I wore that tape out so bad. I wore that tape out so bad, dog. He's like, dog, here's your birthday present. Man, you know what I'm saying? And he's the main guy for the abbreviation of my name, Salve. So shout out to Corey Taylor, you know what I'm saying? If you're listening in Jayville, my peoples, all my peoples in Jayville, you know, shout out. At all. Alicia Keys, you know, 34 years old, sexy as ever. Just dropped that extra baby, that second baby.
You know. Extra baby. Extra baby, though.
You know what I'm saying? I'm mad because I ain't get it.
Extra baby.
Wait in line, brother.
Yeah, wait in line. There's a lot of them. Wait in line.
Your boy Josh Gordon from the Cleveland Browns, man. He, you know, they thinking suspension for 1 year, man, because failed the drug test.
Again?
Alcohol.
Oh, shit. He stayed full of dope.
Yeah, alcohol.
How can that be a drug test failure?
Well, because he was on probation because at reefer.
So alcohol is alcohol, man. It ain't prohibition era.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it probably was some stipulations with his contract.
Well, he can't get no alcohol.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I bet it was because, you know, he probably signed it just to get back, you know.
So that's petty, though.
You know, not reading the dotted line. You know, what's on the dotted line, what's written in invisible ink. So, you know. What they trying to do to him? Just suspend him for a year? Or?
Yeah, they trying to suspend him for a year, and then, like, for real, the Browns really ain't said too much about, you know, his status for future terms. So, but, I mean, he's a big prospect player, man.
Right.
That's something that you don't want to lose. So, I mean, if you got to do what you got to do about the, you know, the suspension and all that for the drug test, but... I mean, it ain't worth losing no good player many of years just for 1 year.
How about the two Wildcats that just beat up the player for EKU? Was that it last night? Man, they jumped him, beat him up, hit him with bottles.
When was this?
Yeah, jerseys, I think. last night.
Yeah.
UK football players and EKU football player.
Did not know about that.
It was pretty ugly. I don't want to say nothing for real.
Yeah.
I don't want to misstate no facts.
Right.
But I was told that they hit the kid with bottles over the head and they spilled out in the street. Oh, man, EKU is a good sister school. You can't be doing that crap.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Have diplomacy.
And, man, you know, of
or
course,
take it someplace where you're not going to get caught.
You come on.
Unless you're too punk to do it. I don't see why two of them jumped on one.
Yeah, probably one of them getting whooped. That's how it always is.
Yeah,
you get jumped,
you
the one getting whooped.
Mm-hmm.
And your partner got tired.
Your
Help him. I got
you. I ain't going to break it up.
Like your boy Jody.
Up,
I got jumped.
Fuck ass Jody.
I've been jumped. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Action Bronson. You know what I'm saying? He was on the Breakfast Show, the Power 105, the Breakfast Club, and he stated that he don't like listening to white rappers. And you being a white rapper yourself,
mm-hmm.
He's saying that, you know what I'm saying, they're really not talking about what he wants to hear. And so,
well, I'll touch on that.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't like listening to any artist that isn't exciting,
right,
or real or honest with it. And I definitely don't want the rerun of Ghostface either.
Mm.
So it's like, what, are you a cover band?
And you know, they
start
they
doing
touched,
all Ghostface music.
They touched on that, and you know, saying that he sounds so much alike of Ghostface. He's like, you know, there's nothing about me that's Ghostface. With his
sounds just like
it. Yeah, sounds just like. I hate to say it, you know,
sounds just
like
though.
You put them both on the same track together. It's almost
it's
like
gonna be
cannot,
hard to figure.
Yeah,
out.
To
except
separate
for
them.
Like what you know, Ghostface is more. Street more ill
yeah,
shit.
You know I love X Bronson.
Actually,
for real. I'm not even going
to
knock him,
but I can't knock him. But I couldn't listen to it for more than two songs at all. I tried. I
right.
tried to listen to that third X Bronson. I was like, I just can't.
Yeah.
Can't do the three in a row. I can't do it.
Hey,
that's
man.
Hard to do.
You know what I'm saying? And I was
but
like,
I could listen to the whole Purple Tape though.
Yeah, because it's like
straight.
It's Ghostface, yeah.
Right, but I can't listen to three of his songs in a row.
That's the bad thing about it, yeah.
So I guess he's right. Yeah, I don't like listening to most white rappers either.
Oh.
I guess we do agree there. I mean, but to be honest, there aren't too many really good Caucasian MCs.
You know,
if they are, you don't hear them because we're in prison.
Come on. Yeah, right. You know, speaking about a true
so
poet.
You know, like the kid. I did over 11 and a half years in Potential. That's why you ain't heard of me yet.
Right.
You know.
You know, when I mentioned your name to a couple of my guys, I was like, shoot, he just got out. You know, your name was ringing, so you know, obviously you've been doing your thing for a while, and so
keep doing it.
Yeah,
I'm glad I'm home for y'all, man. It's
yeah,
gonna be a beautiful thing. As soon as I get the shit pissed up, though, I'll be right over here with y'all. Baby.
Okay, man.
We're gonna do a little exchange.
Right.
He's feeling like Wayne right now. Sorry for the wait.
Sorry
he
for the wait.
Bring it to you.
Yeah.
I got a song called "I'm Here Now." That's pretty dope.
Okay, man.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know, you welcome anytime. You got my number. I got your number. You know what I'm saying? Each other, you know, you and Bird get connected yourselves. And, hey, it's a wonderful experience, you know, meeting new people. And everybody, please broaden your horizon. That's the main thing.
Yes.
Okay? Don't just sit there and be like, you know, I want to do this. I want to do it, man. This dude, man. Squash all that stuff. Go out and do you and get yours. Don't wait on the next man. Go and grab it. All right? Please. Just don't sit there and be a shit on log. All right? And you know what I'm saying? shit. Oh, Tiger, he's being sued by C&J Management for $4 million for breach of contract. You know what I'm saying? That was they was the I guess the they were supposed to be the ones that was supposed to have been dropping the Chris Brown and his album, collaboration album. So when he didn't do it, and with all this going on with Young Money, Cash Money, he didn't release the album. So they're suing $4 million. And he probably don't have it.
Probably don't.
You know, that's the thing about it. You know, Cash Money part.
If Baby owe it to him, he don't got it yet.
Come on. He was the first. You know what? He was the one who started all this and said that they wasn't paying him.
Yeah. He said he has not got paid for none of his tracks.
Come on.
None of his songs, his last CD, none of that. He said he ain't got paid for none of that from him. Yeah. Ain't got a dime from him.
Ain't got one cent from him. Yeah, got all the cars, got all the gold teeth, got all the tattoos on his head and lips and everything else.
Can't you see it's kind of like deja vu? Because, like, that's how Cash Money broke up first.
Yeah.
He was keeping them high for one thing. Give me money. I want money.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me my cash.
I don't have to keep getting jewelry.
Right.
I ain't got to be shining like that.
No.
I mean, that's how they basically broke up the first time. It's like him doing that. And then Bird feed them. That's how he got the name Birdman. I mean,
he was Bird feeding BG with the heroin. BG got messed up. Ball. You know what I'm saying? I love BG. You know what I'm saying? Out of him and Juvie, as the cats I really liked out of Cash Money. I wasn't a big Cash Money fan. But out of them two cats out of Cash Money, I would listen to them back in the days.
I could listen to them.
You know what I'm
crap.
Saying? I couldn't listen to it like when it first came out. I probably couldn't because my musical horizon has expanded. You know what I'm saying? I done accepted hip-hop for what it is now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'll listen to these cats and see what they're talking about. Some of the stuff I like, some of it I don't. I'm going to give you props and, you know, tell you if you're doing your thing, you're doing your thing. And which, like the early days, Juvie was the head man. Juvie brought them so much money with Back That Thing Up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Him and BG, too.
Yeah.
BG with the bling bling.
Come on. Yeah. That got into the English dictionary.
That's crazy.
Okay. Of phrase.
Money is an army.
Yeah. They get Navy. Okay, you know what I'm saying? That's my jam right there. That's you know, I can't even say that Cash Money, they like the modern day Death Row without the murders yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody got murdered yet. I hate to say it. I don't want to say it like that, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because, you know, with Wayne and Baby, he ain't going to let Wayne just off like that. He got to have something.
Why would you want this man who bring you in this money?
Come on.
He leaves and take Young Money. I mean, Wayne was the only really one that was still with Cash.
Yeah.
Because Wayne, from what I understand, I thought Wayne was supposed to been over the company. It's just Baby and Slim was the one just taking care of the business, being the business.
No.
Because, like, the first time when he was Bright Lee, they said something about that he gave him the company to stay.
Yeah.
And then they was just running it. But
well, the thing about it with that, that's probably like the biggest pulling the wools over your ass.
Yeah.
Type business right there, and you know he just did it just to say it so he won't get, you know what I'm saying, so Wayne wouldn't left him there.
Yeah,
I think Wayne just made that decision like a bad relationship. You know, you being involved with somebody, you want to be loyal with them, but they still keep on effing you over and effing you over, and you know you'll get fed up with it. You know what I'm saying? That's just like any business relationship, personal relationship. You're going to get tired of being effed over so many freaking times that you're going to want yours. You're going to want your just due. And
get it right.
Yeah, and Wayne and all them other cats, y'all better get y'all just due, because the way it's going to seem like if they win all these lawsuits against Baby and all them, baby is not going to have no money, and he's going to really show his true colors. Because, you know, with people that's been used to having money, and once they lose money, they're effed up in the game. They don't know how to deal with it. You know,
probably be able to make money off of it is probably Rich Homie and Young Thug.
Well, you know, I'm saying they kissing each other and everything.
Rich Gang's like another little, you know, group that Baby was trying to start. See, Baby was trying to build his team just like Wayne built his team.
Baby can't rap. Get off the mic, Baby. Stay off the mic. Please.
I never understood how.
God, please, wait. Baby will be somebody.
I swear to God, they ain't made a song one. They ain't made an album one that I consider a decent record. They haven't.
The most decent record to me out of all of them was like Carter 3. I could say, you know what I'm saying?
But it was written by another rapper.
Yeah, that's true.
Gay as shit in the world. You had a good album right there, man.
Yeah, he did. Shout out to Gilly.
Shout out to Gilly. You know. But other than that, I don't respect none of it.
Hey.
I can't. Except that you made something out of nothing. I'll stand up and clap for that.
Yeah.
You made $1.15 out of a pile of shit. Excuse my language. For what I consider garbage.
Right.
I clap to that. I don't know what they're talking about. I'm 100 miles and running. They're just walking.
Hey, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? We got 2 minutes approaching to the end of the show, man. You got anything else you want to talk about real quick? About your album and such?
Well, yeah, y'all need to check it out, man. As soon as it comes out, I'll be all over the state.
Okay.
You know, in the surrounding states. Got a lot of friends I did a lot of time with in all the towns in Kentucky.
Okay.
So I'm going to go cook out with every one of them and give everybody their chance to purchase their own copy.
That's what's up, man. God.
And the other merchandising that we have available.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about networking, party people. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to make my T-shirt and my sweatshirt guy rich this year.
Hey, come on, man. Shoot, you can think you hooked me up. I need a couple of DJ
probably
hip hop DJ Slabs and Bird T-shirts made. You know what I'm saying?
I got a guy.
We need some T-shirts and sweatshirts made.
I got a guy, trust me.
Come on, man. Definitely, we got to get this together.
As soon as you get this CD and it drops, bring it by the show, man. We gonna toss it on her. Let them hear a sneak peek of whichever first one that you want throw out there.
That's what's up. I can't wait. I'll bring y'all copies back as soon as I get them.
Let everybody see how hot it is, man.
But just so y'all know, you get a digital download with the CD.
Okay. So you can't beat that, man.
If you buy the physical copy, you know, you get the digital download with it.
Okay.
So you're buying both.
Yeah.
And it's an excellent CD. You're really going to like it.
Hey.
It was all produced by the great John Woo. Very, very talented producer, musician. And it's I wrote it all. Gilly didn't write none of it.
You'll pretty much enjoy
it. Hey, man, you know, thank you once again,
hey,
bro.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you,
bro. You know what I'm saying,
I'm
man?
Much appreciative.
Hey.
Blessing.
People.
I can't wait to come back.
Hey, okay.
Bony
heard it.
Bloodlines next week.
Next week.
Come see us.
Come on, come see us. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't with us, then be behind us, suckers.
Keep trying.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody, you know,
have all the imitators. Play yourself, man.
Play yourself and go kill yourself. Nah, I'm playing. Man, peace, love, and happiness. And we out.
Yeah.
One.
And it was nice.